you folks here?
Oh, yeah.
Well, turn to Philippians chapter 3. I think this is important for us to remind ourselves of. You know, the lights didn't even dim in heaven for all the healing that took place. God's got lots of power. Philippians 3, verse 13. It says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus." Now, 15 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago, there may have been a lot of really burdened hearts in here, wanting to receive from God relief from whatever the torment was, whether it be physical or mental or financial or whatever it was. And that's very recent past. But what does the word say? We're not looking behind us. We have to look forward. Life is different now. Thoughts have to be different now. Any accommodations that were made for a sickness or a disease, those should be started to be eliminated. Life is different. And the thought will come that nothing's changed because we know we've got this enemy. But remember, the finger of God, that's all it takes. He'll flip that dude off. And take the word. Realize what your scriptures are. I mean, because you're not going to remember everything on, 15 pages of scriptures. But they're going to be things that minister to your heart. And you need to know them. And you need to know them at an instant. And you need to speak them aloud. If you can, speak them aloud. And if you can't, speak them under your breath. But speak them. And then the other thing is to remember that the enemy cannot stand to hear praise to God. Can't stand it. And so, speak in tongues. And speak in tongues much. And speak in tongues aloud if you can. But realize that the strength of God, the power of God is at your disposal, and that is what has been ministered to you. And so, you have been healed. Everyone who was ministered to had healing power ministered to them. And you have to start to think differently than you did before. And if what was eliminated was a stronghold, you're going to have to go at that stronghold with the same amount of resistance. You understand? So, if you wanted to go get your PhD, there are going to be a lot of sacrifices that you have to make. You won't be watching television every day. Don't be hanging out with your buddies. Well, how important is it for you to hold on to this healing and see it fully manifested? If that means that you need to not watch TV, but rather spend that time in the Word, putting on the Word, putting on the Word, do it. If it's worth it to you, do it. And then offer God the sacrifice of praise. Because there will be times when maybe you're tempted to think that you didn't get it or it's slipping away. And I'm not trying to tell you that this is happening. I'm telling you you'll be tempted to think that that's what's happening. So we may as well just put the cards on the table, you know? But you're not. As long as you don't open your mouth and say, I guess I didn't get it. I guess I lost it. Because where is the power of life and death? It's in the tongue. And so if you will continue to confess what the Word says and stand fast on what the Word says and offer the sacrifice of praise, sacrifice the time that you spend maybe entertaining yourself and put the Word on to strengthen you in the areas where you've been weak, and you know what? You're going to see what you've been looking to God for. And, you know, we don't want to miss the power of God looking for something spectacular. And God does some spectacular things. He really does. But that's not what we look for. And if we see it, we're blessed. But God fulfills His Word. And if that means that today you feel 10% better than you did yesterday, hey, praise God for that. Don't focus on the 90% that you still need to go. Because tomorrow it may be at 20%. And 2 weeks from now you may have reached that 100%. Be thankful for everything. Be thankful for everything. Keep your heart full of thanks and praise, and you will see the total deliverance that you're looking for. If you've got it all today, well, praise God. That's awesome. It's all been ministered today. You may not see it manifested in total yet, but the manifestation will be there. It shall be there because God doesn't lie. And there's not one strike that Jesus Christ took on His back in vain, or it shouldn't be. He did it for all of us. And so you take every bit of it. And there's no one in here that's so insignificant that God wouldn't do it for you, because every one of us is precious to Him. So I just want to encourage you, hold fast, hold fast. And one thing that really helped me, and I'm just saying it helped me, you can do it if you want, it's not a rule or a law, but a journal really helps. Because if you'll take the time to write down what you're thinking, because remember I told you sometimes these thoughts come and they come in our own voice, you write it down. Write it down. And then look at it and see if it's true. See if it's really the Lord. See if it's a lie. Sometimes, you know, it can morph when it's in your head, but when you write it down, now it's stable and you can look at it and say, I'm not able to do whatever. Let's say I wrote down, I'm not able to get out of bed today. Well, is that true? What do healthy people do? They get up in the morning and they proceed to go do what God has for them to do that day. So if I write down, I just can't get out of bed today, then that's all fine. And so there's something that I can put on to get me to the place where I believe I can put one foot in front of the other and get out of bed. So whatever it is, whatever happens to be in your life, God can show you. And He's well able to show you in a way that communicates with you. And it might be funny. He's got a great sense of humor. It might be funny. And He may tell you to do something that is, it just seems ludicrous to you. And I'm going to share this with you guys because it was something that seemed ludicrous to me at the time, but there was a day, it was a Super Bowl Sunday a few years ago, that not being a football fan, I decided that I was going to go out and I was training to do a half marathon. And so I promised my family I'd come back and prepare their Super Bowl halftime snacks, but I was going to go out and train. But we had had some snow that week, so I knew that walking around the neighborhood would not be a good idea because there were snowbanks that I'd have to walk in the street to get around. And so I decided to go over to the middle school track. So I went over to the middle school track and I had, I was listening to some healing teachings by Keith Moore that day. And I happened to be listening to a particular teaching on the healing of the man with the lunatic son. So I'm out walking on the track. Now, mind you, Super Bowl, it's January, it's cold, but not so cold that it was unbearable. But I'm out walking on the track, and after I'd done about a mile, I got the thought, hey, I want you to go over to the pediatric ICU at Memorial Hospital. And I'm like, who said that? And I just kept walking. And on this teaching, that very moment, Keith Moore says that we make our plans, but we follow the Holy Ghost, is what he said. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. But I'm thinking, why would I go to Memorial Hospital right now? So I kept walking. And another loop around the track, God showed me the picture of an obituary. Now, we had just had a child in our fellowship fall asleep just a few months earlier. I think I told you guys that story yesterday. So I thought, okay, here I go. I'm headed over to the hospital. Now, I didn't look real good, probably didn't smell real good. I've been walking on the track, right? And I'm sweating, but I get in the van and I drive down to the hospital. And so I get to the hospital. All I know is that I'm supposed to go to the pediatric ICU. So I go there and I go to the waiting room. There are three people in the waiting room. And as I'm approaching, God said, someone in this room prayed. He only told me what I needed to know. So I just went to the door and I said, well, I don't know any of you guys, but God told me that someone in this room prayed and I came to help. There was one of the three people in there, this a young woman, and she just burst into tears. She said, it was me. I prayed. It just brought my little sister Rose in here, and she had had a seizure, and the doctors didn't know what was going on. But to make a long story short, I got to minister to Rose, and where when she was brought in, they didn't think she was going to live. It went from she's not going to live to, well, she's not going to be a fully functioning child because of the seizure, to, well, maybe she'll never walk again, maybe she'll never talk again, to, well, we can send Rose home. She completely recovered. Now, that seemed ridiculous to me. That, I mean, I'm out here minding my own business, trying to get out there. But God had something else for me to do. But if I had been so focused on how I felt or what was going on in my own life, I wouldn't have been free to do that. And God wants us delivered so that we are free to help someone else. Not so that, I think I said, so that I can watch The Bachelorette without being in pain, you know. He wants us to be free to help someone else. We can take that time that normally we might have spent in bed or in a doctor's office or something else, actually helping someone else. Because you know what, guys? Our time here is short. No, the Lord is coming back. He's coming back. And this is all we've ever known, of course, but we've seen in the Word for years and years that Christ is coming back. And we need to be about our Father's business. Let's look at Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. We'll start in verse 5. It says, "Even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Walking implies action. We don't just sit and know about them. We are to walk in them. We are to do the things that God has called us to do. And you know what? I don't have to be concerned about the things God has for Carmen to do. You know, I don't have to be concerned about the things that Patty needs to do. I need to mind my own business and do the things that God has for me to do, because those are the things that we will stand before the Bema and receive our rewards for. So we don't have to be concerned about each other. We pray for each other. We encourage each other. And we help each other, but we need to get about the business of doing what God has called us to do. Because there are those who've been called to be born again who maybe haven't heard the word yet. And they need to hear the word. Because we want everybody to have the opportunity to at least make a choice. Because this thing will be over someday. We won't be here forever. And I have always, always believed that Christ would come back in my lifetime. And I think the Apostle Paul encourages us in that thinking. He, the Apostle Paul, meaning what he wrote in the Word, that we are always to be looking for that day. We're always supposed to be looking for, God, what do you have for me today? We can't assume that we have 10 more years or 5 more years, even though we can look back that far. We have to pursue it as if Christ could come back any moment. And so what we have to do is important. And now we're all free. Everybody's delivered to be able to do that. And what a joy. What a joy. And so I hope you've seen that healing is a part of a much bigger package. And we have that we can minister to others now that we've received what we need from God. And our job really is so much bigger than what we can have. It's what we have to give. We have what everybody needs. And that is the ministry of reconciliation. Mm-hmm. Calling people back to God, because God loves everybody. And his desire is that we all be saved, that all men be saved and come unto a knowledge of the truth. Now we know that won't be the case. Of the 4 hanging on the cross with Jesus, how many of them believed? But all he believed. And so what the Lord did for him will absolutely come to pass for him, as it will absolutely come to pass for us and for all of those that God has called. So I'd like to close in Ephesians chapter 6. Starting in verse 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Not our own strength, but his might. And there is no might greater. "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, and that means you don't wrestle against your own flesh and blood either. Keep that in mind. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is not about people. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand, to resist in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all. How many?
All.
The fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all. We've got a big job to do. We have people to reach, and we have each other to pray for and to encourage. But you know what? The reward will be great. And it's not in vain, because the Lord knows everything that's going on. And He will reward us. And He will encourage us, but above all, He's given us everything that we need in order to do the things that He's called us to do, in order to walk and do those good works. So I encourage you guys all to just be so blessed and look for the opportunities that God places in front of you. Look for the opportunities to carry out those good works, whatever they may be. It might be as simple as opening the door for someone who's dragging their lawn to get into the lawn.
I'm so glad.
Or it might be something that you would consider spectacular. It doesn't matter. If it's something that God showed you to do, whatever He says to you, do it. And you'll be blessed. And so will all of you. All of us. So God bless you, and thank you so much for the opportunity to be here this weekend. And let's see, Tricia, would you like to stand and close with words?
Heavenly Father God, we're so thankful for your great love for us, God. Thank you for the heart that's been shared here this weekend, the truth and the love, Father. Thank you that each of us can take what we needed to hear and the deliverance that we've received, Father, and walk out on it and be willing to share it with others, God. Just thank you for us all being able to get about your business and that we get out of ourselves and look to what we can do for others, Father. Thank you for your just incredible love and your watching over us in every area of our lives, God. And just thank you for this wonderful time we've had. Have Jen and Ron here, and just what a great blessing it's been in so many ways, Father. I just lift this to you and just thank you for each one of us as we walk out that door, that we can just be more and more what you call us to be, Father. In the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, amen.
Amen.